It won't be required. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The TSA says it won't enforce the federal mask mandate on airlines after a court ruling this afternoon.
U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel in Florida writes the CDC failed to justify its decision to extend the mask mandate, saying it, quote, exceeds the CDC's statutory authority and violates the procedures required for agency rulemaking. The Biden administration extended the national mandate by 15 days.
Fox's Jillian Turner this evening. JetBlue and Southwest Airlines both said masks will be optional for crew and passengers, while the MTA, which runs subways and buses in New York City, say its mask mandate will remain in effect. President Biden will call allies tomorrow to talk about the crisis in Ukraine, including on how to coordinate holding Russia accountable. That's according to a statement from the White House, as Press Secretary Jen Psaki again says the U.S. is not sending troops into Ukraine.
The president continues to has no plans to send troops to fight a war with Russia. He doesn't think that's in our national security interests, in the interests of the American people.
Comments coming after Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat, suggested on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend that it's time for the U.S. to start sending troops to Ukraine. A Chicago cop convicted of fatally shooting a black teen won't face another trial.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago announcing it will not criminally charge Jason Van Dyke in the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. The victim's family was consulted and is in agreement. The former cop was released from a Chicago prison in February after serving less than half of an 81-month sentence on his second-degree murder conviction in state court. Civil rights leaders, community activists, and others were outraged over what they consider a lenient sentence for the slaying of the teen who was shot 16 times.
Fox's Kathleen Maloney. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another state reaches a settlement with a pharmaceutical giant over the opioid crisis.
Janssen Pharmaceuticals, owner of Johnson & Johnson, is settling with West Virginia any and all claims the state and its cities are making that the company oversaturated the state with opioid pills, encouraging prescribers to give them to patients.
West Virginia and her political subdivisions will receive $99 million in a lump sum payment.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. The state still has suits pending against pharma companies Teva and Allergan. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida lawmakers will return to the Capitol tomorrow to begin a special session to approve a new congressional map after Republican Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed the previous GOP-backed boundaries that preserve minority districts. House and Senate leaders have said neither chamber will try to draw a new map. A Kenyan sweep at the Boston Marathon this morning.
For the third year in a row, a runner from Kenya was the fastest man to finish the Boston Marathon. Evans Chebet won the race in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 51 seconds. For the second year in a row, a Kenyan won the women's race. Perez Jepchirchir, who won the Olympics gold medal in Tokyo last summer, and last year's New York City Marathon, won a sprint to the finish line at Boylston Street in Boston. Her race time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 2 seconds. Around 30,000 runners took part in the 126th Boston Marathon. 50th anniversary of the first year women were allowed to compete. One of those women, Val Rogaczewski, marked the milestone by running again today, running and walking at age 75. First time in 3 years the marathon has been held on Patriots Day. Jared Max, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, the third in the Harry Potter spinoff series, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, was tops, earning $43 million. Sonic the Hedgehog, two in second with $30 million. And The Lost City, rounding out the top three with $6.5 million. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.